Welcome to 8-Bit Proof, the only podcast that doesn't need extra lives.
Delicious.
Anything
best ever.
Better or worse than Borderlands 2?
Better.
Okay. That's unbelievable.
Dude, these buffalo wings were freaking up.
What kind of DLC came with the buffalo wings? Was there a buffalo buffalo wings season pass?
No, there was not.
Did they make you pay for more buffalo wings after you bought the buffalo wings?
Listen, these buffalo wings.
Did they make you pay for the meat after you bought the bones?
These buffalo wings were so good that I will drive the 8 hours it took us to get the buffalo to go there again.
I'll go with
you. No questions asked.
All right. Man trip.
How did they digest?
8-bit proof.
That's where. Okay. So it's on video record.
This is audio.
Next year.
It's audio.
Audio record.
Yeah, but there's a video of it somewhere.
Audio record. Next year, we're going to a Buffalo Bills versus Patriots game, and we're going to the Anchor Bar.
Where, who is?
Where do the Buffalo Bills play?
Corey. Handsome Joe. Francois and Roger.
Right, and we are 8-bit proof. And this
and, oh, 8-bit proof is going to Buffalo!
Allegedly.
Yeah, welcome 8-bit proof. Welcome 8-bit proof. We've entered Buffalo.
This is episode 5. We've made it to episode 5. We haven't been canceled yet.
Then we can go to Niagara Falls.
Well, this podcast is brought to you by BlastMagazine.com, Boston's online magazine for video games, TVs, movies, and pretty much everything else that matters. So we're going to kick off this episode with a brand new game by Roger. Tell us about it.
Created by Roger.
I did create it. This game is called Select Difficulty. And the purpose of this game, just like any other game during 8-Bit Proof Podcast, is to drink and get lubricated before we start. Yes, that is reason to applause. So basically, we need to get lubricated so we can talk freely about the things we're passionate about.
All
right,
Francis? How do you play the game, then?
Yes.
Yeah. Good. Tell us how we play this game.
Of the game is I have been paired up with Corey. Joe has been paired up with Francois.
Hey there.
Each of us,
Joe here.
I am not French.
Each of us have two questions in select difficulty. One extremely easy question and one extremely difficult question. I will ask Corey my questions. He can choose if he wants the easy or the difficult question first. If he gets both the questions right, I have to do two shots. If he gets both of them wrong, he has to do two shots.
You're gonna ask me two though, right?
You ask me two questions.
Okay.
If he gets one right, one wrong, he does a shot. I do a shot. Right, self-explanatory.
Let's do this.
So let's get the show on the road.
Right, I need liquor here.
Yeah, we don't have any alcohol hanging around.
I have shot glasses. You have shot glasses.
I have shot glasses, but no
we
liquor.
Have the dude.
I have an empty.
Dude,
I'm not drinking vodka.
It's disgusting.
It's disgusting.
Okay, you want the rummy?
No, I'm a man. I drink
like
whiskey.
Dick.
My bad.
Okay, so maybe you should have had the whiskey.
But this is your house, and you don't even have a
I saw brown liquor over
whoa, there.
What's the softest stuff you have?
That's it right there.
Okay,
right.
Go. I'll take that. Stuff.
Francis wants the softest touch.
Okay.
All right. I'll
just do the dude. Everyone's doing dude. Come on.
Just for the record, dude is this weird.
It's $3 vodka that tastes like 7-Up.
You haven't lived until you've had a dude in your mouth.
Okay.
Or two.
So
sometimes
some dudes
have two dudes in them.
So
do we alternate questions, or you?
No,
ask me
I just ask you two. You ask me the two, and then we carry on to them.
Top that
so
shit off. Don't be a pussy.
It's
Mr. Corey.
Mr. Corey, that's how I go.
Would you prefer the easy question first or the difficult question first?
I like bad news first. Give me the
Francis.
The difficult question first.
Get out of here,
Corey.
If I
get out of my glass,
Francis, top it off.
The difficult question for you is.
Just before we clarify,
yes.
You wrote down these answers, right? Before
I did.
We started.
I have the answers in
so
front of my
eyes.
So
if I do get it right, we can prove it.
Yes.
Okay.
And I will have to do a shot.
There's no answer.
I'm not going to lie.
You rounded this liquor right
okay.
to the top of the glass.
Yeah, exactly. Drink like a man.
The difficult question is.
This is going to come back up.
Who was.
I hope it does.
The artist for The Amazing Spider-Man. Volume 1, number 235.
Oh, I know this.
One?
I know this.
235?
Yeah. The cover price was 60 cents. If you have it on your wall.
No, I don't. I have Amazing Spider-Man number 129. But
probably the same guy.
I don't even remember who that was. Mark Millar?
Incorrect.
Are you kidding me?
fucking know who did Amazing Spider-Man in the 60s.
For those who care, it was John Romita Jr.
Oh, fuck.
Wow.
JRJR, I got his autograph right there. I'm an asshole that I didn't say that. It's a picture of him. He signed the first Punisher Warzone.
Yeah, I saw you looking at the picture, and I was like, he's going to fucking say it.
I was looking at the old Spider-Man comic, trying to figure out who was the artist. I can't believe it was fucking John Romita Jr.
That pisses me off.
All right, let me take this shot of awful vodka.
Yeah, drink it. Don't be a pussy.
Oh, well, that tastes like fucking 7-Up. You're right.
Yeah, I told you. That's exactly what I said.
So now you have the easy question.
All right, give it to me.
What is...
Lemon lime flavored vodka.
Can I ask you the question?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead. Don't let me stop you.
Thank you.
Suffering succotash.
What is Super Mario Brothers' name?
Super Mario what?
What is Super Mario's brother's name?
Their first names?
What is Super Mario's brother's name?
Luigi.
Thank you.
Okay, I didn't know if you wanted first name and last
name. That's
not
even right. That's not right. You shouldn't drink.
It's Luigi Mario. That's his full name.
That was after the fact.
No, he didn't say first and last name.
You said his full name.
His name is
name.
Mario's name is Mario Mario, and it's Luigi Mario.
Wait, Luigi's name is Luigi Mario?
Yes, Mario's the last name.
Mario Brothers.
Mario Mario and Luigi Mario.
Mario's name is Mario Mario.
You shouldn't have to drink that. I claim
you never saw the movie?
If he'd asked for first and last name, I would have got that.
Okay, go for it.
I know that little tidbit.
Go for it.
Okay. All right, well,
recharge.
Leon, are you ready for this?
Bring that O card over here, because we're going to be dipping into that in a second, because you're out of fucking...
No,
you're out
save,
of dude.
Save some of that for me.
You're out of dude juice.
save the dude juice for me.
Fill that fucking thing up, pussy-ass motherfucker. You need O card, Francis.
Yeah, drink O card. You brought it.
O card goes
out
smooth, Francis.
Rum.
Very smooth.
I'm having flashbacks already.
Yeah, are you ready?
These things
do we
happen.
Have a bucket for him?
Yeah,
because we may have.
Use a bag, Francis.
No, go.
We may have a non-power hour puke situation.
Just run for the door, Francis.
Run.
If you're gonna puke, there's the outside door.
Puke in Rufus's bucket.
Puke. Right. Put your head in the cat box.
Yeah, puke in the cat box.
It'll
be easy.
No, it's
all right. All right, do you want the easy question or the hard question?
I want the easy question first.
All right, the easy question is:
if I get this wrong, I quit.
Just life in general?
Yeah.
Okay, how many levels were in Super Mario Brothers 3?
Are you fucking kidding me?
Well, that's so easy.
8?
Yes.
How many are in it?
You were sweating, though. You
was it the hard question or was it the easy question?
That was the easy question.
What the fuck? That wasn't fucking easy.
I know.
What do you mean that wasn't easy?
I guessed out of my shoes.
Well, that is... Yeah,
that's not
I
fucking
was going to say 9. That
would require intimate knowledge of Super Mario Brothers 3. You were lucky on that.
I was lucky.
Goddamn lucky.
Nearly every Mario game has 8 levels.
All right. What's a hard question?
You got
do your shot.
Hands on the table.
I have to do a shot?
Yeah, because I got it right.
This game is crazy.
I did it. Let me get you the bottle.
Oh, I don't want to do O-card.
It goes down smooth.
It goes down so smooth.
I don't drink rum. This is
awful. I don't drink rum. I drink whiskey.
And I'm
but my freaking ice levels in the house are freaking subpar.
Ugh. I'm being forced to pour my own shot, too. This is poor shit.
Oh, all sorry.
Right. O-card. Ugh, this is nasty.
Drink up. It's so smooth. Shut up.
It's not bad. So
exactly.
It always goes down smooth.
So someone always has to take a shot, be it the ask.
Exactly.
Okay.
What's a difficult question, sweetheart? Shoot from the hip, Skip.
Who directed Three Men and a Baby?
Ivan Reitman.
I'm not asking you.
Who directed
Only
Three Men and a... Tom Cruise.
Dick Hurts.
Incorrect. Pull your short. Pour your
can
shot.
I know
pull your shorts down. Pull your shorts down, you sexy bitch.
I get to blow you if you get the question wrong.
Wait, before I do the shot, can I know who directed it?
Leonard Nimoy.
Fuck him.
What?
From Star Trek?
Yeah.
Directed
really?
That
was Leonard Nimoy?
Yeah. Leonard Nimoy directed Three Men and a Baby.
Cool.
Joe, would you prefer difficult or easy first?
I would take the easy question.
Right. What in Diablo 3, what is the first ability the wizard gets?
That's the easy question?
Okay, I'll ask the other one.
That's the easy question? Holy
is it arcane
shit.
Bolt?
Yes.
Fuck yes!
Is it magic Dude. Missile or arcane bolt?
Arcane missile, whatever. Arcane missile, arcane
I'll,
bolt.
I'll drink to that.
I thought you knew the answer.
I thought it was magic missile, but it's probably arcane bolt, so. Sorry.
Unprepared.
This is me drinking.
I'm probably wrong.
Hey,
but drink
hey,
that shit.
All I got is a pen and paper, baby. And my genius.
Yes.
All right, now ask your hard question.
This really isn't a very hard question, but... I hope he gets it right. What is the name of the Act 1 boss in Diablo 3?
The Act 1 boss in Diablo 3?
That would be easy for anyone who's played it.
Yeah, but I don't remember that shit. Act 1 in Diablo 3.
That was the Butcher. Drink that shit, Francis!
Oh.
Drink it up! Drink it up!
That's two drinks for you. It really, it was the butcher was the
drink.
First.
Drink.
But I think I was wrong on the first one, so I'm pretty sure Francis took two that he didn't need to take.
Butcher was the first boss in Diablo 1 also.
It was a big asshole with a butcher knife.
Yeah, he's like, fresh meat, as soon as you find him. Well, I've only played Diablo 1, so. That is... Oh. There's the door. If you need to puke, you get your ass out.
Oh, God.
The
he's good. He's good. Oh. I hate this game.
All right. Oh, Francis,
I
just
said that went down
Garth,
smooth.
He's not going to win you another shirt if he pukes.
All right, so, well, nobody, all right. Nobody's all right. Winning, but Susie's losing.
Yes. Oh.
Susie's a clear-cut loser.
All right, so you... No,
wait, no, Joe's winning.
What? I got both. I got
both
my questions.
He has 2 points.
Yeah, you're right. Joe is winning.
Giggity.
All right, so Joe
all
needs
Francis,
to ask Susie some questions so we can pull his ass out of this hole he's in.
I already asked you the questions. You
ask me. I'm going to ask you. What do you want, the easy or the hard?
I don't want that.
Oh,
I don't want that.
You're probably going to drink at least one
more. I don't want that. I don't want it.
You're going to get...
I don't want it.
Francis might get one, the hard one, because my hard one is really...
Be gentle on him. He just had to take two shots.
I'm going to. Francis, what do you want? The hard or the easy?
Give me the easy one.
Easy one. All right. This common enemy in Super Mario Brothers was often dispatched by a simple jump on its head.
A Goomba.
Good. Good, Francis.
Well, couldn't you kill most
a
enemies?
Koopa,
by
a turtle, the
head?
Koopa.
No, it's a common enemy, the Goomba. You come.
The Koopas
are
common
enemy all the time.
Enemies too.
Yeah, you're talking about Super Mario World or something like that. When you played Super Mario Brothers, the Goomba, everything was Goomba.
They were
Koopas
turtles,
were like,
but they were
Jesus. This is an exotic enemy.
They were turtles. They were Koopas. You could jump on their head.
Yeah, Corey, where can I get a bucket for Francis? Just
they were
in case.
The first level.
Well, in any case, the dude goes down the head.
Just in case, where do I get one?
He can make it to the door.
No, we need to record the puke. Where do I get a bucket?
That's true. Right can there, I? Right there.
Look, okay. Francis is not going to puke, and that's a fact.
No, if he does, though, we want to get it on audio.
Oh, yeah, of course. All right, Francis now for
the
hard question.
Wait, you had that right. I forgot because I didn't do that for us.
And now for the hard question. In mathematics, this theory is a relation in Euclidean geometry among the three sides of a right triangle.
Pythagorean theorem.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I told you I'd.
Boom.
I told you, Francis,
give,
would get both
give him
of
your,
them.
Give me your
that
shot.
Give me that oak heart.
Susie,
Francis.
Take a victory lap.
Oh, God. Joe alive. And Francis were tied. They should have a tiebreaker that me and you come up with.
Oh, I like that.
Yes.
I like where
your head's at. I like that. I like the idea of Francis getting one more shot so he can puke on the floor and I can mic it.
No, no, no,
that's
no.
That's great.
No, no, we'll ask a question and whoever gets it right, like, well, how are we going to do this? How are we going to do this? This is your idea. This is your game.
Cock, General Knox.
rip out two pieces of paper.
Why two?
I don't want to do hand work.
Whoever answers first. What was the name?
Disgusted.
Whoa, wait, have them ring in. They need ring in words.
No, no, no. Whoever answers first. Your ringing word, Susie, is Diablo?
No, his ringing word is cock and mine is balls.
Okay. Susie, your cock, Joe's balls.
Balls.
The question is, in Seinfeld, what was the name of the rooster that Kramer had that he used for cockfighting?
Fuck, I don't remember this.
I know that. I know that.
What do you think? I just
are you
there
guys
watch
serious?
Seinfeld all goddamn
I don't
day?
Watch Seinfeld that often. So.
Really?
Little Jerry.
Little Jerry. Little Jerry.
It's Little Jerry.
Why did you shout it out, you prick?
I couldn't hold that anymore.
I had it, and you just jumped on it.
Next question. Susie, you're still cock. Joe's still balls. What is Superman's secret identity's name?
Clark Kent.
That was too close.
It was so perfectly in tune.
Cock balls. Again. Ready?
Yeah.
Who is Bruce Wayne?
Balls, Batman. We were both the same. We were both exactly the same.
That's I can't make that call.
All right.
Give me something difficult.
Okay, ready?
Yeah, give them something they have to think about.
Yeah, cock balls.
I have one. I have one.
Okay,
come
go.
On.
Who was the name of the annoying cat in Garfield?
Balls, Normal.
Joe
yes!
Got
it.
That was clearly
yes!
Joe.
Yes! Francis a shot.
Joe, take a victory lap. You're making
life
Susie
will get
take
better, Francis.
Shot. This is all going on the internet.
Francis, I'll drink your shot for you if you want me to. The oak heart.
That was the noise of Susie taking that shot.
Yeah.
No, he's
get
good.
It, get it? The chaser. He's a pro.
Just needs a chaser.
That man is a
all.
Champion. He's a champion.
Good job, Francis.
Good nice
work.
Job. Nice
look
job.
The look on his face is one of defeat.
We're all proud of you.
Now it's time for life advice from 8-Bit Proof. A few dashes of vinegar is great in a bucket of clean water for cleaning windows.
And this has been Life Advice by 8-Bit Proof.
Hey, listen, look, listen.
All right, now we're on to our main topic of our segment, which was brought on by Joe's,
Justin Bieber.
Well, it was brought on by your recent binge, right? Haven't you been into something recently?
I've been not into Justin Bieber. That was a
yeah,
lie.
Yeah, you've been inside, but Justin Bieber.
Well,
a lie.
As an aside, I got a very nice birthday gift of an NES, and that retro gaming injection. I've sold every old system I've had up to the PlayStation 2 in order to fund the next video game system that I bought. So if I had the NES, I sold it for an SNES. Sold the SNES for an N64, et cetera, et cetera. So I never had the ability to go back several years later and play these old systems. But I got an NES. I've been playing a lot of retro games.
It looked brand new, too.
That was beautiful.
It.
The thing's in tip-top shape.
It was a beautiful-looking machine.
I had to replace the 72-pin connector because it was a little corroded. But other than that,
hey,
it works fine.
Hey, that's all good.
Works beautifully. But the games, the difficulty, when you play an old game, you would play the game, like Castlevania, for instance. Castlevania 1, for instance. I know you know. Very well.
Oh, don't get ahead of us here. Hold on.
No.
I know you're going into difficulty.
No, this is not. This is just, you could play this game start to finish in one sitting. It was that, like, precise. You could play it in 25 minutes, the whole thing, start to finish.
Castlevania 1?
Yeah, Castlevania 1. It was no save system. You died, you lost all your lives, forget it.
Isn't there
back
a code?
To start. Nope.
You had a code, no code?
Nope. Castlevania 3 there was.
Okay.
Dracula's Curse. I took pictures of the curse.
The right, Contra code?
When you got this started a debate on Facebook between the four of us about old games versus new games. It was pretty heated for a while, and we didn't want to do a show about, you know, what's old or what's better, old games versus new games. That's
old
kinda,
games.
It's kind of hacked. A lot of people have done that.
Bullshit.
But either way, so what we decided to do is we chose four different talking points about things that have changed from old games to new games, and we're going to discuss and probably fight about what's better? What has changed, and what has changed for the better? What has changed for the worst? So let's go to the first thing you brought up: difficulty.
Difficulty is a big deal.
As far as difficulty games, difficulty in video games. So what do you think? Do you think video games of today? Do you think they're more difficult than when we were kids?
You know what I realized from all my retro gaming is that, like, it's partially the difficulty of the game, and like the inherent difficulty of, like, say Castlevania, for instance. Just to stay on one topic. The inherent difficulty of Castlevania, because, like, you press the jump button, there's no changing your direction in midair. You're fucking committed to the direction and the speed that you jumped in. There's consistencies.
Susie's got something to say.
There's consistencies to the way the game is played that are just really difficult. Like, you could be the best game player ever. You could be Matt fucking Siegfried, Mr. Level 50. All right, you could be that douchebag, and you could still not be able to play Castlevania 1 just because of the way it was made is difficult to play.
So you think overall, you think older games are harder than the games today?
I think the ability to make a game better has made it easier for a good gamer to be good. If that makes any sense.
But is that,
I don't know, you
is that a fault? I get what he's saying. He's saying
better games and better gamers equal easier games.
Yeah, he's saying old video games didn't have all the...
They weren't all
there. Like he said, you're jumping in midair in an old video game. You're jumping in midair. You have no choice to change your mind.
You're dedicated.
In a game now, you could jump in midair and be like, don't like that. I'm going back. You can go back. So that's because of limitations.
Don't generalize, because not all games like Castlevania. In Mario 2, you could jump and change midair.
Yeah, you could.
That was Mario 2, because you had the Peach action.
Well,
Even in Metroid, but I'm just, that was an example. Like, there's ways they made games back then that made it really hard to play them. So if you wanted to play them well, you had to be really fucking good. But nowadays, you could be a shitty gamer and play a good, well-made game and rock the shit. Like, it's not that hard for you.
But my thing is, right now, I was young when we were playing Nintendo and Super Nintendo games. If I went back and played those games right now, would I beat them with ease?
I don't know.
I don't know if I'm... Am I a better gamer now than I was
then? Don't get ahead of us. That's another topic.
Just overall.
Do you think games are harder...
Drink.
Do you think the 8-bit and 16-bit era, do you think they were harder than video games of today? Roger.
I think, in a general sense, they were. Because in a general sense, back in the day, It wasn't as easy to save your game. Back in the day, games usually had, you have 3 to 9 lives. That's what you had.
3 to 9? Where did they get the 9 from?
I don't know, but
holy shit. What games are you playing? Every game I've started with has been like a 3 or 2.
Yeah, but like, wasn't Ninja Turtles 2 or something like that? You have 3 lives, and you had 3 continues.
Well, you could pick up
continues and
lives
are different things.
Okay, so that's 9 lives. 3 times 3 is 9. All right,
Susie's raising his hand. I want to hear what Susie's got to say.
This is a pretty simple argument. 8-bit games, what was popular along with the home console, Nintendo Entertainment System, Sega Genesis? What else did kids do to play video games? Where else would they go?
Arcade.
Computer.
The arcade? Yeah.
The arcades.
Now, why were arcade games difficult?
Because you
make more money.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that's why.
So you're saying it's about money.
Yeah. That's why games which adds credence to my point.
Exactly. Whoa. Whoa.
What is your point?
I want Roger's point to be in stone.
Exactly.
So we can't back
my
off.
Point.
State your point right now.
That he just said, back in the day when arcades were popular, they made the games difficult because what?
So they could make more money.
More
out
money.
They wanted your quarters.
So
good
now
Francis economics.
So now. They make a game that's, say they make Castlevania 2 now.
Simon's Quest.
Lord of Shadows 2?
Yeah, who cares? The tough tech, the game you were talking about earlier. But who cares? Right,
Castlevania
say they
1
make the toughest
Castlevania
fuck
2.
Game now.
Simon's Quest.
Who's going to buy that game? People buy games now
just,
to finish the game.
Hold on, you asked me a question.
Let me finish my point.
Let him finish. Let me finish.
If I bought a game today and I started it and I did not finish it, that game's junk to me. It's junk to
it's
me.
Valid.
And video
it's a
game
valid point.
And video game companies know that, so they're making games to cater to that now.
So the question here, we're talking about difficulty. So do you think games are more difficult today or in the age of 8 and 16-bit games? That's all we're talking about right now.
Do I think they were harder or easier than they were back in the day? I say they were harder back in the day only because...
They were hard because they weren't made as well.
Only because.
Not true.
Only because I beat more games now than I did then. But I don't know if I played those games now, if I could beat them easily. Like
which games? Give an example of which game.
If I turned on the first Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles game right now.
Oh, fuck. It's so hard. Ultra games.
Can I beat that game now? Easily? I don't know. I haven't tried.
Wait, no. Even when you were a 16-year-old...
But, like, I've beaten Sonic. I've beaten Sonic 2. I've beaten Sonic and Knuckles.
Even when you were a 10-year-old avid gamer, like, that game was difficult.
Oh, okay, okay. So is it a good thing or a bad thing that those old games were so difficult?
In the day...
Susie's waving.
Susie is like,
I want to hear more from Susie.
So I think I want to make a reference to DuckTales here.
Yes!
Whoa!
I want to hear it.
So...
DuckTales is a well-crafted game.
I played DuckTales a lot as a child because I love the game.
It's just an amazing game.
And the song would make me dance.
Arguably.
Fuck you. You just bought it.
I didn't buy it, actually. It wasn't part of the lot I bought.
You should have bought it. It's an amazing game.
You know what?
But just what Better I wanted times. To say is I could beat that
when
game.
When in Rome.
In about an hour. You know, because... And I think...
Now?
When I was a kid. Because I had the thing memorized. Because
it was very Whitbeer.
Playing it now, that game is very difficult. And I would not be able to beat that game in an hour. I think that's why they had the high difficulty back then, is to extend the gameplay life.
But you
beat
it in an hour.
I did
that
on Dishonored.
Now you're saying you can't?
One at a time. What were you going to say?
You said you beat the game in an hour when you were a kid.
Yeah.
Which would indicate a very easy game. Have you beat any present
games in an hour right now?
Have you beat any present games right now in an hour?
No, that does not indicate a very easy
you
game.
Haven't. No, I'm not what I'm
that
saying.
That does not indicate
What's
a very
it
easy
indicate,
game.
Then?
It indicates that he memorized, he has his muscle memory about when to jump, when to move,
okay, you
where
know
to go.
What it indicates to me?
What does it indicate
to
you?
The people who made the game with a pattern in order for people to beat it.
All games had certain patterns.
Exactly. Exactly.
The point I'm trying to make is the difficulty
which
was in place to extend the game
which
life.
Which may change my point. Maybe games were always...
Points changing. Roger's points always changing.
Oh,
Roger's
point.
Point.
It's unheard of.
Maybe games were always...
All right, let's hear from somebody
always
else.
Always made to be beaten.
Of course they were, but if you're a sucky gamer, you can't beat it.
But that's the thing. Not everyone's...
All they did was lower the difficulty... To get a story across
but
on new games.
But that's the thing. Not everyone is a fucking super gamer.
I
would say at least 60% of the people aren't super
gamers. We're getting way ahead of ourselves here. All right. All right. So before we change this talking point, Joe, do you think it's a good thing or a bad thing that games are, considerably easier than they used to be when we used to play them as kids?
Do I think it's a good thing, Amy?
Do you think it's a good thing, bad thing, or nothing
if
at all?
I would be pissed if... At the level of emotional investment I am in, say, for instance, Solid Snake, I would be pissed if, like, midway through Metal Gear Solid 4, I couldn't get through it. Like, what the fuck happens to Snake? They make the games for that, though. Like, this is an age where the story is more important than the actual game itself. The entertainment value of the game.
Not in all games.
As more important. An analogy, this is the point in video game career where it's wrestling admits wrestling is
fake.
Entertainment.
Yes,
it's entertainment.
We don't want you to actually play a game. We just want you to click right trigger for a while, and you'll get the story.
I want clarification on what Roger just said. This is the time in video game career, and then you jump to something about wrestling.
You're nitpicking.
I want to understand what you're saying.
This is analogous to where wrestling admitted wrestling was fake, and it was entertainment.
Analogous.
How?
You're going to make me expound
on
this
point? No, I want to understand what you're saying.
Use a big word, too. Analogous.
Let me see if I can come with something clear.
Those headphones are fucking
with
you.
Yeah, get those headphones out of the way. They're blocking your brainwaves.
I'm going to see if I can come with something clear and concise here.
Concise.
So, wrestling.
I get the
you
comparison.
You said it. You said the wrestling thing.
I get the comparison between...
I wish I wasn't called out on it.
I get the comparison you're making between you're making a comparison between video game industry and wrestling.
Yes,
I just want to understand it better.
I want to understand it better
what
too.
Does that I get what you're saying. You want me to expound on your own point?
Yeah, expound on my point.
At some point, wrestling became such a fantastic fucking medium that they were like, "Listen, we can't keep going with this whole bullshit story."
When they get
that
sued
this
by
is
WWF.
Yeah, no, it was just like we have too many intelligent people watching this that like. They know it's fake. We can't keep lying to them like this. All right, guys, accept this as a soap opera that it is. This is a man's soap opera. And now, like, all right, this is a soap opera of, say, you know, Metal Gear or Super Mario. Like, you're going to beat Bowser, okay? You're going to get save points. You're going to get checkpoints. You're going to get all kinds of things so you can beat Bowser.
So
that's what it is.
So you're saying the video game
industry. Bowser.
So you're saying the video game industry reached a point when the story became more important than the game.
Not even 100%. The story, but the completion became more important.
Right, so it's not about the story. It's not about the game.
No.
It's not about anything like that. No.
Francis, you're in denial.
It's about making money now.
Okay.
Because before, when 8-bit and 16-bit era was a niche crowd, it was just a few people that enjoyed
niche?
Video game, whatever the word is.
Nah, I just made that up.
Now, it's about you have to market to all markets, everybody, every gender, every person, 18 to 55, because they're about making the money. They're not about challenging people. They're about, you know, Diablo 3, normal. Cakewalk, everything else, not so much. But you know,
all right. Well, we're gonna get to stuff. Hold on.
I want to say something.
Hold on. Let Roger say something. Okay. Look at him. He's so excited.
I want to ask Roger a question.
Hold on. Let him expound.
What I was gonna say.
Ask the question.
I want to ask you
me.
About.
Yes.
Okay. In our debate on Facebook about old games versus new games, you often brought up challenging versus entertainment.
Yes.
Okay, and I want you to expound upon that. What do you think is...
Can you expound on what I brought up?
Wait, hold on. Before we go any further, the word expound has been used 75 times already. Can we find a different word?
Thesaurus.com.
Elaborate. Thank you.
Okay, I want you to elaborate on that. You went on and on in our Facebook argument about how you think games should be more about entertainment instead of challenging. Well, the reason I'm bringing this up is because I find games to be more... certain games to be more entertaining if they're challenging.
Okay.
Like I think certain games are more entertaining when they're challenging. If a game's not challenging, I'm not entertained by it. But other games like Tetris, if I move it right up to 9 and it's incredibly hard, I don't find it entertaining. So other games I don't want to be incredibly challenging. But you brought up you didn't think that a game could be challenging and entertaining at the same time.
Did I say that?
Well, you seem to be very against challenging and more for entertaining. When I think both of those,
I love them both equally.
Like my point was, like along with what Susie was saying, it's about a company making money. That's what every business is about.
When you say it's about, what do you mean?
Like video games. Video games are about making money. Okay. It's about making as much like it. That's all it is. It's about making money. If a company wouldn't make money releasing Borderlands 2, they would never release Borderlands 2. My point. Like, what's more?
What would get a customer to
buy your game? Would a customer buy your game if you were like, this game has 20 puzzles where you have to sit there and be like, if I go this way, am I going to be able to get there? Okay, so you have a puzzle. If I go that way, and it's wrong, I'm not going there. I'm not going to the cum shot.
You see those two as separate, right?
Okay, no, no, no.
Well, you see challenge versus entertainment as separate, right? You don't like
challenges.
No, not
100%. Not 100%.
I'm just
trying
to find
out
what
your point is.
When
you're selling a video game to a consumer base, if you're selling a game where it's like, if you go down the left path, you might not get to the end goal. But if you're selling a game where, like, you're going to shoot the fuck out of a bunch of Nazis and you're getting the end goal no matter what, people are going to be like, fucking, I want to shoot a bunch of Nazis and get to the end goal. I don't give a shit about this
puzzle. I smell a Deus Ex reference.
I don't see it.
Certain
the majority
I see
of people buying games now are the Nazi people.
Yeah, well, some people...
Why do you want to play a game where you can be a pacifist? You want to play a game where you can rape the fuck out of people.
What game would you play to be a pacifist?
Tetris?
Exactly. Dishonored. As an aside,
whoa.
Dishonored, no. Deus Ex.
Do you know the definition of pacifism?
Yeah. Whoa.
The definition of pacifism? Deus Ex, when
punching
I played
people
in
the face,
non-lethal form,
pacifism.
I still knock some people out.
Hold on.
We're all talking over each other.
Hold on.
Let's bring it back.
Bring it down. Bring it to level.
Okay. As a supernatural assassin, apparently that's also pacifism.
Wait, that's
what my question is.
What game is this?
Dishonored.
You're not supernatural.
You have superpowers, don't you?
You're a magician.
You have superpowers, do you not?
It's a magical power.
No, in Dishonored?
Yes.
In Dishonored?
This is a magical
Did you actually
power.
Play any of it?
Quick.
It's fucking supernatural. You get transported to some other realm and you're given like weird dash powers and shit. It makes no sense.
Can I get a quick question out there to
Q-U-I
our Fappers?
QUI it.
No, we're not there yet.
This is a quick question to the Fappers. My quick question to the Fappers is, should I buy Dishonored in the next week?
Should you?
We'll get to that. Let's move on to the next topic.
Did you like BioShock?
Point. Okay. All right. Our skill. We all started
it's
playing.
Not like BioShock at all.
Shut up, Francis. This is the time.
Hey. Shoot,
Corey.
Is BioShock.
Corey, ask a question.
We all started playing video games in the 8 and 16-bit era.
Atari, right here. I don't want to be an elitist, but
right,
Atari.
I'm sorry.
Stop running your mouth.
It was like a 4-bit.
Sorry, hipster Joe. You started earlier than us. But either way, our skills as gamers, have they eroded since the time of 8 and 16-bit era? Have we gotten better or worse as far as gamers go?
Better.
All right.
Susie raises
Francis
hand.
Go.
I want to know what you have to say.
I think we're getting worse because the games aren't, you know, at the difficulty level anymore. I mean,
to
bring up to Castlevania, you have the Medusa heads, and those always
those
knock you in the pit.
Those sons of bitches.
You don't have that anymore. Borderlands,
but that was
what happens when you die.
No.
Are you saying overall or personally for you?
Personally for me, my skills have... Well, personally for me, my skills have not eroded because I play PC games.
Oh!
There it is.
Yes.
There it is.
He's part of the PC gaming master.
No.
Blonde-haired, blue-eyed PC.
Okay.
No. Fuck.
All right.
Our skills have definitely improved.
You play games on a console that's older than 4 years?
Our skills have definitely improved because games have gotten...
To be serious.
Hold on.
Respect
the
order.
Roger? Joe, I have not got to you yet. I want to hear the rest of what he has to say.
Francis,
to be serious, yes. Our skills have gone down. Going back to playing DuckTales, Castlevania, Mega Man, it's definitely a lot more harder.
Okay, so overall, you think all gamers' skills have gone down, but not your own. You think your own have increased?
Well, it depends. No. Going back to play old 8-bit games, yes, they have decreased.
No.
Yes.
Yours as well?
Yes, they have.
Okay. No, it's not that they
Roger's raring
it's
to
not,
go.
Well,
so let's go to him.
It's not that your skills decreased. I find when I go back and play an 8-bit game, because like when you're playing a newer game, you're constantly thinking. You're like, there's so many things you need to think about because there's so many more options now. In 8-bit games, there's two buttons, jump and whatever.
A and B.
Shoot a fireball. Now you have right trigger, right bumper, left bumper.
A, B, select.
A, B, X, Y, Z, A, L, blah, 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 whatever. So I find when I play an 8-bit game.
That has nothing to do with anything.
Is Francis talking or am I talking?
Wow.
Well,
hey, Francis.
He interjected. You
you talked over him the whole time, like making little comments about like the shit he was saying. And now he says one thing about you, and you're like,
no.
I got to get off topic real quick.
Yeah, you can decide to retort.
Say
or
your
keep
piece.
Talking.
My skills have gotten better. I have not eroded throughout the years. Because when I play an 8-bit game, I'm thinking too much when I play an 8-bit game. When you play an 8-bit game, there's no thinking. You just play. When you play Super Mario Bros., if you're thinking, you're doing it wrong.
That's definitely false.
Jump
over the credits.
I played video games
my
entire life.
Yeah.
I never saw myself playing video games until like somebody took a picture of me playing like Super Nintendo when I was like 10. And I was sitting there with my mouth open like, like a zombie. Yeah, you don't realize how like into it you are.
I play
are.
Games like that now.
Shh, yeah, you don't realize turn. How like into it you are. Like that's how you need to be like to play an 8-bit game. Like when you're playing like an old ass game, it's more about repetition and knowing. Like Susie said, the Medusa heads in Castlevania, they're a fucking bitch. You have to play the whole game around them. Yeah.
Can
it's
we
not
talk
about moving left to
no.
right?
Can we
you fucking shut your face.
You had your turn. I haven't even
you.
Gone yet.
I want to bring up something this about
is,
Super
this
Mario Brothers.
This is important, though. This is important. When you're playing these old-ass games, the more you play them, the better you get. If you stop playing them, goddammit, that skill is perishable.
It's muscle
no.
memory.
Yeah, it's perishable. If you picked up Metroid right now, you'd be dead in 5 fucking screens. I guarantee you. I guarantee.
Can
you
I
have to get back into the mindset of playing a side-scrolling dodge shit.
Yeah,
kind of
with limitations, technical limitations that don't allow you to.
Okay, so
it's how the
crap.
Games are made versus how the yeah. game, how they're made now.
So yeah. overall, so you, well, hold on, Roger, you had your point. Relax.
Are we vilifying new games because they have
fuck
more
you.
Technological
it's not your turn.
Advancements? Is
fuck
that what we're doing?
No, we're not. Not vilifying anything. I want to know from Joe: do you consider yourself a better or worse gamer than when you're a kid? And do you consider the majority of the gamer audience better or worse?
You never asked me that.
Right now,
sorry,
because
I'll get
I had
back to
no,
you.
Listen, because for instance, when I had Castlevania as a kid, I actually had my cousin's copy of it. I borrowed my cousin's copy. I didn't make it like 2 stages before I died. I just got it on NES. I made 3 stages before I died.
Better.
So I am without a doubt
1 stage better.
Much better.
Oh, good.
Oh,
thank you.
La, la, la.
Thank you. Actually, I don't know if it's 3 because I made it to the mummies. If anyone can YouTube that or whatever it is, the 2 mummies.
First Castlevania.
Yeah, in the first Castlevania, I think it was level like no, there was a bat boss, there was some other boss, so it had to have been level later than that, like 8 maybe. I don't even know.
I don't remember.
Whatever it was the 2 mummies. That's where I died. That's where I gave up. It was like, once you died, once you lose all your continues in lives, at that point, it's over. You start from the beginning. That's what I'm saying. That's what it should be. You die in fucking level 8, no continues, no lives. Fuck you. You start over. You bitch-ass gamer.
So
it forces you to be better.
So do you think you were better as a kid or you're better
I'm better
today?
Now, but it takes time.
So do you think overall, the gamer audience, do you think they are better or worse as gamers?
How the fuck do I know? I don't know how they...
I
maybe
don't
they've
know.
Been playing games since they were 10 and they just never
the
stopped.
The gamer audience as a whole now?
Yeah.
Worse.
Yeah, because you know
back
what?
In the day.
Why do you say that?
Why do I say that? Because it's more of a mainstream thing now.
So
it's
more
must people that expect. It's more people that expect an easier experience.
Yeah, but I say like overall, I think that I am better than I was as a kid because
I think I'm better too.
Well, I clearly have more patience than I did as a kid. I would throw a controller way faster than
I'd
throw a controller now.
Matt Siegfried would
okay.
definitely fuck you up in a game of throw
I
a controller.
I don't know what is up your ass about Matt Siegfried.
Matt
Siegfried. Well, hold on.
A game about
we'll get
fuck that guy.
I think that saying overall,
Kim and
the gamer
buddy.
Audience is dumber and not as good.
I didn't say they were dumber.
Well, to say they're not as good as gamers, I think that's really condescending.
No.
Some people can do some amazing shit in video games.
Yeah, some people.
Yeah.
But I believe the majority of video gamers now expect an easier gameplay experience.
They expect
and therefore aren't as good as people who grew up on 8-bit proof games.
8-bit proof games?
Yeah,
8-bit proof games, the games that we play.
No, because when we were kids,
we were kids
playing Mario, Zelda, whatever, Metroid, whatever game you want to come out, Star Fox, whatever. It wasn't mainstream. It was like Mario was mainstream, Zelda was mainstream, but
it was still pretty
video
niche.
Games weren't mainstream. Now with Call of Duty, Halo, Madden, all of, it's
any
mainstream.
Game.
It is mainstream. So now you have people that are playing games that expect an easy experience. They expect the game to end for them.
They don't play
Call of Duty and they expect to get to the last mission, and they expect to see a resolution. If they do not see that resolution, they're not buying the next Call of Duty game.
They don't expect anything. They know that they're going to start the game up, and they're going to be able to finish it.
And they know if they don't...
Which was not a guarantee back in the day.
Yeah.
Because of that reason, because the games were shorter, they weren't putting the movie time into it. They weren't, 6-hour, 10-hour stories because the games were shorter. They didn't put as much time developing it, so they made it hard so you would spend more time playing.
Those games still exist, too.
Yeah, that's fine. But the majority
Example.
Of games, because video game
Spelunky.
Video games want to make money.
Castle Crashers.
Video games want to make money, so they know
that's
they have to make games that people can finish. Because if they don't make games that people can finish, they're not going to buy a sequel.
No, that's not
if Gears of War 1 was unfinishable to
50% of the market, Gears of War 2 would have never happened.
So, amen, brother. So, amen, brother.
I just want to bring this in. So your point is games have been dumbed down since the 8 and 16-bit era to be able to incorporate a larger audience.
Exactly.
All right, all right. Now we're on to the next talking point, which is choice. In old retro games, there was never any sort
of choice.
Now I know Roger has a big beef with choice in video games, so I want you to start.
Start.
I don't have a big beef. My beef with choice is this.
Beef is small.
Oh, that's
a fact. The sausage is big, though.
My beef with choice is this.
Sausage is massive.
Like, I don't like when games are put on a pedestal because they have a choice. No game has made choice making.
Is the right word good?
I don't know if the right word is good
no
to use in this situation.
Made choice making like a choice.
Like Fallout New Vegas, for example.
Oh, that's phenomenal.
Did you finish Fallout New Vegas?
No, I hated it.
No, you know why? Because it was a shitty game. Did you finish Fallout New Vegas, Joseph?
Stop it. Yeah, but it was awful. I got it for Corey.
It was an awful
game.
The only person here who thinks Fallout New Vegas was a good game is the only person here who thinks Deus Ex is the fantastic game of the year.
Hold on. Before we go any further, you told me the reason I didn't like Deus Ex. You don't know.
I didn't tell you.
You told me the reason.
What was the reason you hated Fallout New Vegas?
I didn't
New
like
Vegas.
Fallout New Vegas because I thought it was boring. Because
it was a large DLC for Fallout 3. That's why you didn't like it.
I didn't dislike it because it gave me choices.
No, I hated it because you would do a mission and you would choose a side and you did a mission and all of a sudden you would do that mission and all of a sudden it would be like, failed.
Yeah, you would fail like seven other missions.
It was stupid.
You made a choice.
So basically, you're telling me I made a choice in this game. I made a choice in this game. So basically, you're telling me I made a choice in this game, and I made that choice. I decided to side with these guys, but all of a sudden, I lost out on 8 missions in this game because I made that choice.
It's probably faction missions for the other faction since you joined that faction.
But why do I miss eight missions? Why do I miss 8 missions because I made that choice? I'm missing 8 missions in the game because I made that choice.
Oh,
so you're telling me. Basically, you're telling me is I chose that side. I chose that. But now I'm not getting those 8 missions in the game because I chose that side.
So
now you're telling me.
I got this.
Now you're telling me I need to play this game again, choose differently,
replay
and then
value.
Get those 8 missions. No. Choices, that's where I think choices are get the point wrong. That's like you're telling me I have to play the game again. It's just dumb.
So when you say it belittles the choices.
It belittles the choices when you tell me I made a choice, but now I have to play the game again to get utter no. To get the
what?
When you say choice in video game, you're referring to different choices, different branching storylines that affect the ending, right?
What do you mean? No, not the ending. It affects the game. It's just ridiculous. No game has done choices.
Quite like Super Mario.
What are you talking about? No game has done choices correctly. No game has done choices and it's been good.
So you would rather play a video game that didn't offer you any sort of choice.
I'd rather play a video game that was entertaining, good.
Before we go any further, the definition of a video game, it's entertainment. So don't say I play a video game to be entertained. We all play video games to be entertained.
Gears of War was A to B.
Wait.
And that was a good game.
Well, wait, yeah, it was
but
a shitty game.
You shit all over Gears of War 2 seconds ago.
Did I?
Yeah, you did.
Wait, hold on.
Francis has an important point.
I'm going to take Deus Ex for example because I know Francis can expound on this point
good
when
Kenny,
he gets to
hey,
us.
But can you say clarify
Deus
instead of expound?
One of the main talking points in Deus Ex was,
can we say clarify?
You can go non-lethal or you can go lethal. But my point is, if you went non-lethal or you went lethal, it was the same fucking game.
So you don't think games should offer you that option anymore?
No, I think if they're going to offer me that option, actually offer me something in both situations that's fucking good. Because in Deus Ex, non-lethal was the same as fucking lethal. It was no difference. There was no difference. Francis, tell me what the difference was between non-lethal and lethal in Deus Ex.
Your moral
what was
backbone.
Different in the story?
That's it.
Because in the end level of Deus Ex, the last level of Deus Ex, you had the option to find 3 characters in that game. If you found 3 characters in the last level of the game, no matter what choices you made in the whole game,
if you haven't played it by now, fuck you.
If you found the 3 characters on the last level, you could get every ending.
What does the ending matter?
The ending is all the game.
It's
where you play the game for.
What does the ending matter?
It's So you play the game for?
No, you play the game for entertainment. You play the game for.
You play the game for the whole experience.
Yeah, up to a point.
You play the game for the whole experience.
Yeah. Let Sushi talk.
You're playing the game for the experience.
Yes.
How would you like to play the game?
How would I like to play the game?
How would you like to play the game?
I would like to play a game that is made. I would like to play a game. I would like to play a game where.
Really.
Where I would like to play a game where they don't give me a choice and then I miss out.
My argument's done.
I want to play a game that isn't made.
I would like to play a game. Right. Where if I make a choice, I miss out on 8 missions. I don't want to play that game. That's bullshit.
Okay.
I make a choice, and all of a sudden I miss on 8 missions? So you That's stupid. So that's fucking dumb.
So you want to play the game.
If you're
So you want to play the game where everything is dictated to you when you follow a specific path.
Every game I've played with choices, in the end, you're no, like, you might be 2 feet away from the other ending. There's no difference. There's no difference.
You're saying a choice that
I'm saying choices are bullshit in games. It's a gimmick.
Can I say a whole sentence?
Yes. Yes.
You're saying when you refer to the word choice, you don't mean I want to play Super Mario Brothers and jump in every time instead of run. You're referring to a choice that supposedly changes the outcome, right?
I'm referring to a choice that supposedly makes the game more complex, which it doesn't. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm an idiot.
You are wrong. You're an idiot.
You're not a mainstream gamer. Tell me I'm wrong. I would like to hear. I would like to hear. April Proof is going to be at PAX. Tell me I'm wrong there.
Have you ever played Fallout?
Yeah.
The original.
Wait, three? No.
One.
No.
Okay. What game have you played that you could join at the end? You could join the enemy team.
What game have I played at the end that I can join the enemy
team? See, I don't think you've played a lot of games where...
Thank you. What games have you played that have choice?
Can you let me finish?
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't think you've played a ton of games where you're enabled choices that change the gameplay.
What games have you played that do that?
Well, I started with Silent Hill that I played in high school.
But Joe just... Silent Hill is a game where you'd have to have skill to get to a specific end. And
no,
it's not like you had choices.
You just have to decide whether or not to. I want to go out of my way to collect this evidence or
so
kill this enemy.
That's not
or
really
do
a
this
choice.
Thing.
That's just it's as much as.
It's a choice to avoid or confront this enemy or do this fight.
It's more of a choice of how into the game you are.
No, it's a choice whether or not I want to confront this enemy or collect this evidence.
It doesn't matter how into the game you are.
It is. It does. It does matter. That's my point. It does matter.
The developer's giving you that gift.
It
telling
you
how you want to play that
game you are.
And giving you the options to play that game that way.
It's
definitely
matter.
A superior experience to something where it's more linear.
Your level of a commitment to the game does
sounds
matter.
Like a hand job.
So, it does matter.
So you don't think that choice in video games now, the freedom of choice to change however the outcome happens, you don't think that's a good thing yet, or you don't think that the video game industry has perfected that
potentially
yet?
Potentially, it could be a good thing. No, I do not think video games have perfected that, and I think when they do, it will be 100% a good thing.
You won't call it a gimmick?
I don't think he's looking at the right
You won't way. Abstractly call it a gimmick?
Look. No. If they get it right, no, but they haven't gotten it right yet.
All right, let me
know
when
you believe they've gotten it right yet.
Games that give you a choice give you a sandbox. It's freedom to do what you want to
do. Does Grand Theft Auto give you a choice?
Well, no, Grand Theft Auto is defined as a sandbox game.
Okay, you just said sandbox, and I'm just asking if Grand Theft Auto gives you a choice.
Well,
no,
yeah,
it doesn't. You have to go to set missions. And
no,
Grand
Theft Auto 4, you had there was plenty of missions where you could decide to kill this person or kill
Did
this person.
Did it make a difference?
Yeah, it changed the ending.
Maybe if you made Grand Theft Auto.
Whether
this
guy died or didn't
video game
die.
A year.
That's the only change.
It was a different ending.
That's not enough.
It's not enough of an ending
it's
for you.
It's not enough.
I'm sorry I didn't make you come, but it's a different ending.
If that's the only difference in the end and whether one character dies or not, that's not enough. A character I didn't even give a shit about in the game.
Apparently the developer should write to Roger and let him know if this is good enough or not.
Can we hear from Joe on this? Joe hasn't said much yet.
He has not
played. Busy.
What have I not played?
Have you played Fallout Vegas more than once?
No. Why
you
would
have not?
No,
so
because
you have
that's
not,
how you get different endings.
You have not experienced a different choice.
Fallout New
there.
Vegas was a chore to get through because of the choices. It was a chore because I missed 15 missions because I made certain choices.
I have to quit this argument. I don't even know.
I agree on that.
What was it? Why would I
nonsensical.
Play?
I agree with that particular game. I didn't want to play that more than once. But certain games, if you want to play them more than once, then you get different endings. That's the point of it. That it extends the playability, and for people that are way into that game, they want to know all the different endings.
But that's my point, though. You're going to play this game, and you're going to make certain choices differently. But in the end, so 99% of the game you played, and you got this ending, which is 1% of the game. So you're like, I got this ending. But there's two endings in this game. So I want to get the second ending. So I'm going to play the game again. But that 99%, just because you're moving, so Deus Ex, you're going to play, you played Stealth the first playthrough, and you got that 1% ending.
you're going to play violent the second playthrough. The violent and the stealth are going to be the same thing up until that 1%. So what's the fucking point?
It's a different ending, and right. people who are
okay,
weighing
so I'm going to play 90%
can,
of the
can
game.
Can I respond?
Game,
can I respond? Or,
no,
can I respond or can I get it
just,
yelled
just
over?
Just as an aside, I agree with Roger.
He didn't even finish.
Thank
he
you.
Just shouted
can
over
Joe
me.
Can Joe say something? So let's Joe expound. Maybe you can articulate
are you
it better than I
to expound on this topic, I agree with Roger. The end.
That's all. All
right, all right. I'm going to say one thing. This is going to be my last comment.
Go ahead, Francis.
But RPG is a role-playing game. You go in that game.
That's
say,
the definition of it.
This Fallout New Vegas.
Good
I want to play the
definitions.
Game this way. I want to be science, laser, and this. So the Fallout New Vegas, they built the game. Chris Avalon, whatever his team,
fuck
built
him.
The game. So, hey, I want to use science conversation in here. I want to use my advanced laser weaponry conversation here. I don't always. I don't want to go through this. I want to, science my way out of here. You know, if you played
science
the
your way out of my fist.
If you played the Old World Blues. You have to have speech to pass this final boss battle. You don't have speech, so you're going to have to fight.
Which
this
isn't
the
so
way
bad.
You build
that's
a game.
That's the
and
game.
And the boss right. before that, science is an option. If you don't want to play it that way, you can shoot your way through it. If you want to talk your way through it, you can do that way through it. If you want to do certain things for you, you have to do your way through it. You each get different results. I don't know what the fuck he's talking about because it makes no fucking sense. He's driving me insane.
Okay.
My point is this. Oh, choice doesn't
right.
matter.
Hold on.
He doesn't play fucking video games.
No, okay. He was talking about.
Hold on.
You have science.
Hold on. All
say
right,
it.
Let's
say
pause
it.
And let's bring it to the next
no,
subject.
No,
no, no.
no real
hey,
quick, give me 5 seconds.
No,
give him the seconds.
Stuff your 5 seconds in
he
a
He said
sack.
Science, you get the boss, you need to fight the boss,
Roger.
You get science to get out of the boss, but you fight the boss and you get speak
Roger.
Out of the boss. It's the same fucking outcome when you do the boss. Yes, it is. You get past the boss. You get past the boss. Same thing. Same thing. Same thing.
Okay.
You either talk your way out of the boss or you fight your way out of the boss.
Yeah,
it's the
different.
Same fucking
so
thing.
He's either dead or he helps you
thing.
Or
same
he does this.
Thing.
It's three fucking
whatever.
Different
okay.
things.
Okay.
Next topic.
You
next
are
topic.
Insane.
It's so heated.
Okay. We have to end this. We have to end this because someone's going to punch somebody in the face before you leave this room.
With a fist.
I got by him with speech. I got by him with fighting. What happened after that? The same fucking thing.
No.
Hey.
Not at all.
Dude, can you and your beard shut the fuck up for 2 seconds?
I will.
You definitely talked for like 90%
of that
segment.
I'm sorry, Corey.
Roger
I'm sorry.
Beard overpowered.
That was the Roger segment. And after the Roger segment, we're going to bring it to the last talking point, which is overall quality.
Okay.
In comparison to our 8 and 16-bit era when we all started to modern times, do you think the quality is better or worse than when we first started playing video games? Joe.
It's fantastically worse.
You think it's worse, really?
Yes.
Get out of here.
Because the games they make now are like trying too hard. It's like Madden. Look at it. If you played, remember the Strike era, NFL Players Association 90, whatever it was, for like Sega. Or for instance, Joe,
you just gonna refer to yourself?
No, I want to say Joe Montana Sports Talk Football so bad, but it's not coming out because I'm so drunk. Joe Montana Sports Talk Football had no NHL or NFL licenses or whatever. It was a fantastic
game. That was a great
game. Because it was the first game where you were like, San Francisco, first
unbelievable.
Down. There was awful, hokey audio in it.
I can't believe it.
We're talking about quality.
I know,
here.
But they tried so hard. And nowadays, it's just like.
What was the game that the ambulance injured the players when it drove onto the field?
Tecmo Bowl.
Was it Tecmo Bowl? Yeah.
I don't know.
That game was
awesome.
Tecmo Super Bowl?
I wish I had sound effects from Joe Montana's Sports Talk Football right now.
Fantastic game.
We're talking about quality.
I can't believe it.
And anyone who says quality of 8-bit and 16-bit games are better than the games we have now is fool.
Okay.
So let's
go to Roger. You claim that
why
modern
did a game like Retro City Rampage is so successful because it apes the old games.
Okay, so Roger, you're under the opinion that the gaming industry overall today, video games overall
leaps and bounds
are better than they were when we were kids.
Leaps and bounds.
How so?
Tell
production
me.
Value.
Convince me without making an argument with Francis.
Well, they have bigger budgets, that's no doubt.
Yeah.
And they also lay off studios, like 38
better,
studios
like,
at a time.
How can you not say like a game like Gears of War is better, not better than a game like, I don't know, like Final Fight? How can you say it's not better?
Well, that's a pretty abstract thing to compare.
But like, how can you say that? Like, I don't know, what would be a good
Gears of War and Final Fight, really?
How could you say Street Fighter 4 is not better than Street Fighter 2?
I said that.
So Street Fighter 2 was a better game.
No.
He said the quality of games back then were better than the quality of the game now. But Street Fighter 4 is clearly leaps and bounds.
Who said it was better just because it was better looking?
Quality-wise,
you're getting hung up on graphics.
Everything better.
I disagree.
I'm not talking about graphics.
Forward, better. forward is the same on an 8-bit game as it was on a 32 or 64, whatever.
Okay, Susie, we haven't heard from Susie.
Hadouken is still the same.
It's better now.
Hadouken!
What do you think in comparison? Do you think in the 8 and 16-bit era, do you think overall video games were better or worse in comparison to today?
I think back in the day, I think the developers were more concerned with making a good game rather than making a product that would sell. So I'm going to have to go with the games that back in the day.
Have another beer, games you drunk bastard.
Games back in the day were a lot better than they are today.
That's what I'm talking about.
No, the original Castlevania, I still have memories of that game. The music was great. The original Fallout. You know, the Iceman Dale, Baldur's Gate.
PC game.
The original Fallout was better than Fallout.
But
Vegas.
Back when people were making games to make games rather than people were making games to sell
make money.
I mean, you can just look at Medal of Honor.
Please.
Medal of Honor.
Are you
Honor
sure you're not
Fighter.
Looking back at those games through nostalgia goggles, though?
He is. It's so stupid.
I'm waiting for Baldur's Gate Enhanced Edition to come out. But it hasn't yet, so that's why I stopped
Please.
Playing.
Who's got?
But could it possibly live up to your nostalgic feelings of the old games?
Well, I mean, look at XCOM.
Who's got nostalgia for Medal of Honor?
Look at the old XCOM and look at
the first
new
Medal of Honor. I do.
So fucking dumb.
If drink me a crunk cup and
well,
shut up.
Well, just for the record, before we continue, I agree with Roger.
Wow.
Oh, now
that's absolutely foolish that they're saying old video games quality-wise are better than new games.
I'm agreeing with you, and you're still shouting over me and condescending me.
It just makes you so angry. It's just so foolish.
Can I speak my point, which totally agrees with you?
Apparently,
yeah, go ahead.
It wasn't made in the 90s, so the new games are better.
As much as I loved games as a kid, like, games have completely improved since we were children. If games hadn't improved, if save states hadn't happened, if we couldn't save games, which we couldn't when we were kids, we had to use passwords.
Look at Super Metroid. Look at Final Fantasy III. Those are magnificent, huge games back
Super
in the
Nintendo
day
games,
made,
mind you.
Still,
best system ever.
Still stand today. You can go back and play them. It's still experiences.
Bullshit.
That paved the
well,
way
they
for
were really
current game.
Great.
I had a nostalgia boner for Super Mario RPG, but if I went and played Super Paper Mario on fucking GameCube, Super Paper Mario was leaps
I don't remember
and bounds
a game called
better than
Super Paper
Mario.
Mario.
I don't think Super Paper Mario exists.
It exists.
Paper
it
Mario.
Was,
whatever.
It was.
Okay.
It was.
Sorry.
Hey.
Straight
up.
So
hey,
sorry.
Paper Mario.
Bring some facts to the table here.
Yeah, you're on a video game podcast.
Okay,
because right.
Paper Mario on GameCube wasn't better than Super Nintendo's Super Mario RPG. It was better. So Mortal Kombat,
Armageddon.
Okay. Armageddon isn't better than Mortal Kombat 2. It is better. Get out of here.
I agree with you. I love retro
Ultimate
games.
MK3?
I love retro games. They have a special place in my heart. Retro City Rampage, I love any sort of throwback to retro games. And I will sit down to this day and play through any NES game that I loved as a kid. But I really genuinely
TMNT.
Think... What?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
But
oh, that
okay,
game's
let's
terrible.
Say that Retro City game.
Retro City Rampage.
Okay, Retro City Rampage.
B-Blank Entertainment.
Like,
epic mealtime reference.
Like, describe that game graphically, gameplay-wise.
It's an 8-bit game, but they use 8 and 16-bit game mechanics, and they incorporate modern game mechanics like cover
so
systems and stuff. You don't even know what I'm going to say.
Go
I'm going to say is, as much as I love those games, games of today, games of the modern era, are better than games
modern
of yesteryear.
Era.
Era. Okay. I'm sorry.
I have a sincere question.
Thank you.
Sincere question right now to the table. If Super Mario...
Does this mean we get to ask or are you just going to shout over?
If Super Mario came out
He'll
today...
He'll shout the answer
if
right
If Super Mario came out today, how successful would it be?
It would be a blockbuster.
Well, if it
Super Mario Brothers, the first Super Mario 8-bit game, if it
Have
came
you
out
played
today,
Super Meat Boy?
If
did
it, came
it come out,
out
on
today,
iPhone,
how successful
iOS?
Would it be?
Super Meat Boy was pretty...
How many did it sell?
Super Meat Boy aped... Super Mario Brothers.
Okay.
Did it ever.
SMB Super Meat Boy. I mean, it was practically the same game. It was incredibly hard.
Okay.
It was a platformer. It was a 2D side-scroller. And it was incredibly critically acclaimed. It sold...
Yeah, but how many did it sell?
I don't know. Let me pull out...
Why eight bajillion free downloads.
It matters because
As far as an indie game goes, it was incredibly successful.
Companies use to make games.
I don't think you can ever compare Super Mario Brothers to a game you got for free. Like, Mario Brothers, no matter what, you had to pay for that shit.
It was incredibly
successful. It's like Angry Birds. You could never say,
I got
Mario
Brothers free with my Nintendo.
Angry Birds outsold Super Mario Brothers, because Super Mario Brothers cost you $25,
$30. That's correct. They did buy it in the veil of Santa Claus.
Okay, so your argument is video game industry overall is better than it is today, correct, Roger?
Yes, 100 times better.
Okay, I agree with you. Susie, you disagree. You think games of yesteryear were better.
Games back there were definitely better, yes.
And you agree with Roger, correct? Joe, wake up.
What happened? Yes, I said that I told you.
All right, so we're a 50-50 split then.
What did you say, Joe?
He agrees with me. You agree with me. That's a 75-25 split.
Yeah, if you consider my opinion to only be worth a quarter, then I think my opinion's worth more. But I agree with Roger.
You agree with us then? Because I agree with Roger too. I think modern games are better than games.
No, wait, hold on. Never mind. I don't agree with that.
You agree with me. Go back.
So you agree with Susie.
Yes.
It's
high
so
five
foolish.
For Francis.
Right. It's so foolish.
Old games are better.
All right, so
Star Wars Shadows of the Empire.
So the opinion on the left.
That was Nintendo 64.
That wasn't a game.
Okay, so
it's old now. No. Goddamn it, 1998.
Yeah. Well, so overall, the opinion on the left side of the table. And
fuck
the opinion
you.
On the right side of the table.
No opinion from the guy with the soundboard.
Technically, exactly. You're the left side of the table.
All right, well, we need to move on to our final segment, our
QUI.
Ooh,
wait, what happened
segment.
To the
jelly making segment?
QUI is part
QUI
of this.
QUI is a part of this.
That's not part of FAP.
Wait,
FAP.
You didn't finish.
Wait, no, we've reached the FAP, the whatever we want F to stand for this episode, full fucking frontal audience participation.
You know what sucks when you're masturbating?
When
choices. Porn choices. Because it lasts
that's
longer.
A good thing.
It
multiple,
lasts longer.
You have multiple windows.
Do you
choices.
That's
a
bust in your hand or on the floor.
And when the situation gets prolonged,
in a napkin,
the
on
chances
hand
of you
on
getting
floor.
Caught
what
are
increased.
What if you had the option of only jerking off to one porn star?
It's fine. I would pick that porn star and I would be happy.
Roger preferred his linear experience.
I go to points that tells me who to jerk off.
Right.
One is as good as another.
That's right. Hey. I don't have to think, so it's easy.
We are in the FAP segment, so Roger, tell us what our QUI is. We threw it out to our Facebook and Twitter a couple of days ago. Tell us what the question.
The first
was.
Question was,
do you want to see
it
more
was
Bane in this episode?
The can I
go ahead?
Bane. I know you're all about taking over.
Hey.
And
first of
know,
all, don't interrupt Bane.
Have another drink, you slimy bastard.
Thank
These
you.
Aren't hockey pads.
I don't know who you are.
Fuck you, Liam Neeson.
Anyways.
I don't know who you are either.
Okay, so we presented this to the Fappalaps on
then
the Facebook
hiding.
Page and the Twitter.
What's the question?
The question is, Princess Zelda has been taken. Who gets her back faster?
I don't know who you are.
Link? Or Liam Neeson.
I don't know what you want.
Sir Randall Barsh the second says.
I thought he was the third.
Says, no, it says two in front of me.
Wow.
Okay. Roman numerals.
Maybe there'll be a third soon.
Randall Barsh the second says Link, because you can't just run into a temple and destroy everything.
Can't you?
I agree with Randall.
Come on now.
Fuck you.
This is not. Okay. Liam Neeson.
Read
is
his
not,
whole comment.
Read the goddamn
can
thing.
I
spit
read
it out,
there,
Junior.
Guy, huh?
We're waiting.
Spit it out, Redbeard the Fat. Randall Barsh the second.
Oh, good. For
comment
you.
Is this.
And how was it?
Link, because you can't just run into a temple and destroy everything. Liam Neeson is not the embodiment of courage because he is more about power and fear. In fact, he probably took Zelda for Ganon, which I
what?
I don't think Liam Neeson would take Zelda for Ganon because
Liam Neeson doesn't
is
have a Master Sword. First
Brian,
of all,
let's talk about him in the context of Taken. Brian Millis was a moral man. He ain't gonna.
Is that
take,
the name of the character in Taken?
Yes,
okay.
He's not gonna take an innocent person unless Zelda wasn't innocent.
What about,
we don't know Zelda.
What about
we
in
know
the
Zelda?
Unknown?
Whoa, what if he doesn't know who she is?
That's a good point.
You are.
Your answer.
Perhaps. So
what if he doesn't know what she wants?
I have a specific set of skills.
So if we continue on our Fappalaps, Gart says, it depends.
My boy Garth.
Is Link dyeing his hair with soy sauce like Neeson did in Taken? It might even the playing field. I don't even know what the fuck that means.
Put some soy sauce in there. You'll find out,
Liam's
you red-bearded
old.
Bastard. Maybe you'll be a black-bearded Roger.
Soy sauced.
Interesting. And then we got a Fappalap from Senor Sean that says, Link
because he has a shield and throws fucking swords.
So we have two votes for Link.
He throws swords.
We have one vote
we have
for...
three. I think we have three votes for Link.
Did you read that right?
What was the other one? I counted two and one.
The other one was from Garth, and he said it depends if Link dyes his hair with soy sauce.
Well, that's...
But he didn't
that's
really
okay, so he's
answer.
On the fence.
Yes, he's on the, he's a fencer, and we got two Links.
All right, so let's even it up. Joe, who do you think? Who would rescue Zelda first, Link or Liam Neeson?
Liam Neeson all day. Liam Neeson doesn't fucking waste time trying to find bows and bombs and shit. He's got that shit already. He just goes in there and whacks dudes left and right. Francis, go.
He ain't beating Ganon with a master sword and light arrows.
9mm beats Ganon all day.
So you pick Link?
I don't know what you
obviously.
Want.
I don't know what you want either, Liam.
I am a reasonable man, and I would choose Liam Neeson because, like Joe says, Liam Neeson would find out that Zelda was missing. Liam Neeson would go...
He'd break Ganon's
from
neck.
From point A to point B.
Silver
get the
arrows.
Job done.
How would he do in Hyrule?
How would he do in Hyrule?
Yeah.
He would walk into Hyrule.
How would he do in the Water Temple?
Yeah, how would his particular set of skills work in
Liam
Hyrule?
Liam Neeson wouldn't go
he
into the Water
need a
Temple.
Grapple gun.
You know why? Was fucking Ganon in the Water Temple?
No, but he needed...
He was not. You know what Liam Neeson would do? Liam Neeson
to do a certain specific...
I love how Roger asked me a question and then screams over Roger trying to answer.
You didn't answer his question right.
Liam Neeson would be at the beginning of the game. Zelda's missing at the beginning of the game. Liam Neeson would be like, Zelda's missing. Ganon's there.
I'm going to
go to Death Mountain. Because that's where he is. I'm not going to go to a water temple. I'm going to go to Death Mountain. I'm going to snap his fucking neck, and I'm going to get Zelda back. End game.
As much as I love the joke about Liam Neeson being able to kick the shit out of everyone, I would have to assume that Link would be able to rescue her first.
Stupid.
Liam Neeson is...
Only because he's done it six times before because he's a fucking failure as a bodyguard.
Link knows, he is. He's a failure as a bodyguard, but he's a hell of a rescuer. He can rescue her, but then he fucks off when it's time to protect her.
Can we... semantics here. How long does it take you to rescue from the beginning of a Zelda game to the end of a Zelda game? How long does it take you to rescue Zelda? Like 10 to 15 hours?
However 20. Long that particular game
okay,
is.
Okay, so 20 hours.
However
in
long
Taken,
it takes you to handhold you
how
for
long
the game.
Did it take?
Less than 2 hours.
Yeah, less than 2 hours to save.
How long did it take Liam Neeson to save not Zelda? 2 hours. But we're talking about
exactly.
Zelda.
Ah! You're saying his daughter's not Zelda?
Oh, good for
I'm saying
you.
It's a movie, not
yes,
a video game.
Yes, I'm saying his daughter's not Zelda.
Link isn't even related to Zelda. He just wants to smash her, and he took that long.
Yeah, of course he's not related to her. He bangs the shit out of her.
So we allegedly. Have a dude on the fence. We have 4 for Link, 4 for Liam. 4?
No, but...
No,
what?
Wait, never mind.
Don't we have a couple of listeners on the Link side?
Right now we have a guy on the fence. I was incorrect in my calculation. We have a guy on the fence, 4 for Link. 2 for Liam. So Link wins. Don't lose
Link wins.
So that brings us to our second.
Wait.
There you go, Link. It's
Let
a
Link
Mario.
Have his
it's a Mario celebration, even though you're from Zelda.
Mm. All right. So our second.
Our second QUI.
Wow.
Get the fab lap going. Make that joke.
Wait.
Put that
wait.
Peanut butter
get
on
it.
That bread.
I'm almost there. Hold on.
Make that sandwich.
Oh, put the Nutella on
speed
that.
Speed up.
Ooh. Make sure you don't have to pee.
Oh,
apparently
done.
You had to poo. Anyways, our second QUI.
Fluff and Nutella.
Was if Super Mario and Kirby were incarcerated, who would catch and who would pitch? So we got a couple of fap-a-laps.
I've thought about this, really.
We
for
got
like a week, I've
really
thought about this.
I've thought about it hard.
We got a Mr. Jose, a junior variety, who says... Quite simply, he says, Kirby knows how to suck. And then we have another comment from Senior Randall Barsh II, who says, Kirby, hands down, would open up for some Italian sausage faster than Jenna Jameson at a day at the office for her, I guess.
Yeah, pretty much.
Excellent. I don't care.
I don't care either.
It has nothing to do with Deus Ex. This doesn't have to do with choices. Is there a choice to be made? Yeah, it's
a choice.
If
somebody's going to hold my hands through this decision.
It's a choice.
You can stealth your way through this whole thing.
Oh, really?
Stealth your way through anal rape in a prison.
It's probably going to be Kirby that would be do the giving.
Giving or taking?
You could give it fuck Mario?
Yeah.
Why?
It's Kirby.
I think so, too.
If Mario says any shit, he's just going to eat him.
Please.
Mario's Italian. Mario's Italian, so you know he doesn't want to be a Fanuc.
Is it Mario pre-mushroom, post-mushroom?
No, pre-mushroom. It's gotta
there's no mushroom. There's no fire.
Mushroom, yeah.
Then Kirby's definitely giving
mushroom shrinkage.
Pre-mushroom Mario is like 3 feet.
No, that yeah. Kirby is gonna be giving it all day.
Oh, yeah.
Mario,
yeah.
You want that dude jumping on you?
You think Mario be pitching?
No, he thinks Mario would be catching.
No, Mario's catching all day. He's jumping up and down on Kirby, and Kirby's just going.
So Kirby. Joe thinks Kirby would be pitching.
Kirby's busting cloud loads all over.
Susie thinks Kirby would be pitching. Roger.
Mario's fisting Kirby with his whole body.
We're talking about pitching. We're talking about pitching and catching.
Are you telling me Kirby's not catching when his
fisting.
Mario's whole body's
fisting
in his asshole?
Still pitching.
So you're under the impression that Mario would pitch.
My impression is that Mario's whole body would be in Kirby's asshole.
Pitching.
So yes,
no
Kirby
obtuse.
Would be catching. And Mario
I think
would
Kirby
be
could expand his anus as much as
he
expands his mouth.
In a complete knockdown, drag-out with no power-ups, no fire flowers, no mushrooms, Kirby would kick the shit out of Mario. That's
Kirby
how it would
sucks
go.
Mario into his anus.
And in this prison situation, whoever would be able to win this so-called fight would probably be the pitcher. So I think Kirby would be Mario.
So it's three against three. We got two fapalaps that say Kirby would catch, and I agreed that they would catch, and we got three of you saying Mario would catch.
Yeah, but I think our votes are stronger.
Okay. So Mario is the catcher.
All right, we got to end this, all right?
Yeah, please, because I'm going to go all right, insane.
Does anybody have anything they want to plug before we finish this?
I want to plug something.
I want to plug sleep.
I want to plug that the PC gaming industry is a joke. No one gives a shit about it. Home consoles is where it's at. PC gaming is just a bunch of fools spending thousands of dollars to upgrade their computers just so they can fucking get the specs to play a certain game.
How many people bought Diablo on the first day?
Well, I'm just going to plug Kickstarter.com because people are fucking giving money away to play PC games. This kid has no idea what he's fucking talking about.
So,
argument.
Kickstarter.com.
Kickstarter.com. That game's fucking amazing.
XCOM is awesome.
And don't play it on Classic because you get your ass fucking handed to you.
Buy it on any platform. It's fucking fantastic.
I would recommend.
You're done. Shut up.
I would recommend buying more comic books. Buy more comic books.
I know. Comic books are terrible because they're gimmicks.
Okay, yeah. They're just fan service delivery.
Hey,
says the guy whose favorite comic book character is the Green fucking Lantern.
No, don't set him off. Joe, do you have anything you want to plug? You're almost asleep right now.
Chicken is pretty good.
No, seriously,
chicken
buy more comic books. Comic
and
books.
Chicken.
Comic books should be a well-respected medium of literature. I don't know why it's
literature,
not. It
really.
Should.
Literature.
Yeah.
Hey, whoa.
Fucking painted pictures is literature now.
Hey, let's save that for another.
Here comes condescending pretentious Susie.
Save.
Read a fucking book.
No. Yeah, I do read books, Francis,
yes.
And I've read books that are 20 times worse than a comic book.
20 times worse! I read the hardcorest of books.
All right. Let's save
unbelievable.
Let's save the comic book argument for later.
We should have a podcast about comic books.
All right, maybe we will. Okay, and I want to plug before we end.
We should have a podcast about Susie's big dick.
Maybe we will. Maybe it'll be episode 6. But
either
way,
episode 9 inches.
Oh, look at you making a dick joke.
This segment's almost a whole podcast.
On Twitter, if you want to follow me for more ridiculous shit.
Arleone Blogspot. I don't know the name of my website.
Follow me on Twitter at Catwood, CATWO0D, or follow at Blast Magazine on Twitter. Susie's yelling to me as he pees.
Follow 8-Bit Proof at www.facebook.com/8-Bit Proof. Follow us on Twitter at 8-Bit Proof.
All right,
on there.
I also want to plug my buddy Raul Luna, who made our logo for 8-Bit Proof. Follow him on
Facebook.
He's the
bomb track.
It's search Luna Graphics on Facebook, GRAPHIX. And before we wrap this up, I also want to remind you to buy your PAX East tickets. If you want to go to PAX East 2013, buy them fucking now because I think
also
the 3-day tickets I think are already sold out.
Also, since we didn't have a game that gave away any sort of prize, I would like to throw out a prize competition
now. Actually, I have Civilization 5. I got it for free pre-ordering XCOM on the PC. We can give that away.
You got a code for that?
Yeah, I think I just have to give it to somebody.
Wait.
If I give that away.
Okay.
Whoa. You still have the code and you haven't, redeemed it yet?
I just have to gift it to somebody. I'll double check, but I can gift somebody Civilization 5 if you want to do that.
All right, if someone wants Civilization 5, do we have any way to give that away? Do we want to make a competition
out of it? Either way, this is the competition right now. I'm going to drop it right now. Nobody else knows about it. The first person, after hearing this podcast.
I'm going to slam my way into it.
After hearing this podcast, you clearly have to get to the end because this is at the end. The first person to post something on our timeline after
on Facebook.
It's been posted onto blastmagazine.com.
will win either Civilization 5 or something else if you don't want Civilization 5.
What do they do to win?
I just told you, the first person to post on our timeline on Facebook.
That's it. So they post on or they comment on the post of our this episode.
The first witty post. It just has to be just post on our timeline.
How about the first post that references
How about this?
Chicken.
No, this is the competition. The first person who is already a fan of our page that gets someone else to be a fan of our page, and that person messages us who became the fan and messages us and says,
how do they prove that?
No, the person's going to okay, we have a person on our page that's a fan already.
I follow
right?
you.
Right? Yeah. Okay, so let's say Gart is a fan already.
Yeah.
He's won a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Extra large he asked for.
Okay.
Not relevant, but Gart gets someone to join our fan page who fans us, and this person messages us in the private messenger on our fan page on Facebook and says, Gart referred us, we added you.
All right, this is elaborate, so you're keeping track of it.
Okay,
I have nothing to do with this contest.
This is the competition. If you are a fan of 8-Bit Proof on Facebook, you get someone else to join us on 8-Bit Proof on Facebook, and then they private message us. The first person who private messages us and says,
So-and-so referred me.
Yes. The person who so-and-so referred them wins the prize. And I think the person who joined us from the referral gets a prize as well.
They'll get stickers.
Yes.
We got a bunch of stickers.
Yes. We'll so two people are getting prize after this podcast. The referral and the referee.
All right. So Roger's totally handling this.
Boom shakalaka.
He's totally handling this contest.
And right. We still owe a shirt to the 50th. Fan, I don't remember his name.
I don't remember his name either, but
we got to get him a shirt. Right, and so we apologize for the tardiness on that, but we'll get you a shirt eventually.
Right, if you want to hear more episodes of 8-Bit Proof,
Gerardo, we love you.
Search blastmagazine.com. We got all the episodes on there, and hopefully we will soon be on iTunes. iTunes or bust should be there soon. Yeah, just do us a favor. If you have made it to the end of this podcast, just fucking tell somebody about us. Facebook post about us, Twitter about us. MySpace about us, Google Plus, whatever you do.
PAX East 2013. We'll be there.
Buy your tickets so we can hang out. All right.
Find us. We'll give you shit. Big beef.